the Siddur of the pot. After you plow and you sow, so something grows, and you cut it, that was kotzer. But now that you have all these stalks of wheat lying on the ground, so you're going to have to gather them up. But even after you gather them up, it's not conducive to schlepping them to where they have to go until you bundle them, until you tie them into a bundle. Like in Yosef's dream, there were bundles of wheat. So these are the act of making them into bundles. So the cut stalks of grain, you correct them, you tie them into sheaves. That's why the word is omer or ma'amer. Okay? Fruit, on the other hand, how do you gather up fruit? Do you tie them into all together? No, what do? We put them in a basket, a bushel, a box. So it's specifically regarding wheat that we bundle them, but the same halacha applies to fruit. Just in the case of fruit, the halacha is putting them all into a box, putting them all into a bucket, putting them all into the container. So regardless of the species of the produce, all of this falls under the halacha of ma'amer. So what is the halacha of ma'amer? So in source 1, the Mi'iri tells us, ha-ma'amer hu sha-ma'aseif ha-amarim achar shi-hinichum ha-kotzrim bim-komam b'tzobrum u-makom echad b'koshro. Okay, let's see if we have a marker here. We have a few parts of this halacha. See what he says. Ma'amer is that you ma'asef, gather it, where? Bimkomam, where they grew, where they were. So from bimakom echad, and you pile them up in one spot. Koshram, and you tie them. That is what ma'amer is. In source 2, the Gleital says not only tie them, but you tie them in a way where they won't fall apart on their own. Bosa omer lo yitpardu, they wouldn't call them out, fall apart, and you know, a little breeze comes by. We don't expect you to tie it to withstand a hurricane, but we're talking about not just that you plop them next to each other, but you tie them so that they won't fall apart on their own. So, seemingly, from what we've learned about any of the malachos, and what you've learned about Ilchos Shabbos, and now you guys are learning about Masechet Shabbos, right? Masechet Shabbat, Masechet Shabbos, either way. Why is it a malacha? Generally, something's a malacha when you create something, when you improve something. What did we do? There was wheat, and I moved it together. What did I do when I moved it from all over to one spot? How is this an improvement? So in order to understand that, we're going to have to delve into the different aspects. Specifically, let's start with what it applies to. Because the Gemara in Source 3, the Gemara tells us that you collect salt out of where salt comes from. That is liable because of ma'amer as well. So, only gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. Now, we're going to use that loosely because we'll see that there may be things that come from the ground, etc. This week and other weeks, we've seen possibly certain animals may even be considered gedule karka if they. Like the cow we discussed in when we did dash, when it came to milk, milking the cow was considered threshing, because the cow in that regard was gedule karka, that was the view of Tosafot. But okay, pig gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. So, here, Abaye is saying, bundling is only for something that grows in the ground. Why would that be? So apparently it's based on the malacha on the Mishkan. The malacha of Mishkan was performed on sheaves of wheat, so it was performed on gedule karka. So you're only chayav in the right on something that's gedule karka. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like a bayah or a rabba? That itself is a machloket, source 4, the Or Zarua, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivienna. So he says, Halacha kerava the yesh ma'amer shalomim dule karka. We paskin like Rava, that there is indeed ma'amer in something like salt, something that doesn't grow from the ground, ain imor elam dule karka, and so too the Rambam paskins, and he cites it. And he has a further proof, because if ain imor elam dule karka is true, then so one second. So first he says, we pass like Rava that there is Nimor Shalom Gdule Karka. But then he says, the Rambam says, Ein Nimor Elam Gdule Karka. So the Rambam's passing like Abaye. How could that be true? What do we have a rule about Abaye and Rava? What's the rule? When there's Machlok and Abaye and Rava, we pass him like?
Rava.
Except for six cases, known as the Rashi Tevot, Ya'al Kegam. So Ya'al Kegam, none of them are this case. Without getting into taking our time not to go through those six are. These are they. So the Or Zarua doesn't understand this Rambam, that in source 5 you see a Ma'amar Ochlin and Imar Ella Bikdule Karka. So that is the view of the Or Zarua. The Rambam seems to be following Abaye. He says if it's not Bikdule Karka, it's at least not Midoraita. But if you look in source 6, the Rambam says Imor Gidule Karka is non Gidule Karka is still Aser, just not Midoraita. It's an Iser Dirabana. For example, Mnavik Pera Rachi Yasu Guf Echad Chai Mishum Amr, we'll get into that case soon. Fiv Avmishin and Bazugo Pera Mechatzir Mlakad Yadad Gaofa, Vole Yitin Lo Lutok Asav, Lo Lutok Kupa Gidar Shosu Gako, Shim Yasek Gidar Shosu Gako, Shim Yitam Shim Yaha Betok Kuf Yoko Lide Imor. Lest you come to do Imor. And then here's the kicker, meaning our case. We'll get back to the other parts of that Rambam, it's going to come up again. But in other words, we don't gather the salt, etc. So things that are nirakim ha'amer are at least asur midrabanan. Shulchan Aruch in source 7 actually paskins like this Rambam. Imor of something that's not gedule karka is asur midrabanan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, asur lekabetz melech v'masefor ha'melech, shedomen l'ma'amer, v'chein asur lekabetz kol davar mimakom gidulo, and we'll slowly be getting to our next category in makom gidulo in one second, but just note that in source 8, the Igle Tal says, therefore this applies to an iser derabbanan to gather eggs from the chicken coop. Again, iser derabbanan, chicken coop is not a, chickens aren't really gidule karka, so gathering their eggs is an iser derabbanan, because it's dom el mamer, just like gathering the fruit and putting them into a basket, gathering the eggs and putting them straight into the whatever you gather eggs into, in the cart, and then you buy them at the store, or into the crate, I guess. So that would also be the iser derabbanan. But the next kind of qualification we have, so this one is machloket b'dulei karka, machloket abaye v'rava, machloket abaye paskin. We certainly paskin that it's aser derabbanan, even if it's not b'dulei karka, machloket abaye paskin that way. The second one is this one, Mimkoma, or Makom Gidulo, the spot where it grew, the spot where it comes from. Many Rishonim had this as another condition. Unless you collect this item where it grew, and again, this could be figurative, because if we don't hold a Gidule Karka, meaning if we're discussing salt, salt doesn't grow, it's just there, it collects, it forms. So, but nonetheless, if the where it quote unquote grew, so then you are not liable. What would be the source of this? So let's start with the Mishnah Beitza, source 9. The Mishnah says, Mevi'im Eitza min asada min amachunas, min akarpa afilo min amafuzar. If there is woods on Yontif, and you want to, on Yontif, you're allowed to light a fire, correct? Can't start a fire, but you can transfer a flame on Yontif, so you're allowed to burn something. So you need more wood, you run out of wood. So can you go get a piece of wood from the forest? You obviously can't chop down a tree, but you could go gather in a piece of wood. So what if you have lots of wood scattered? So the Mishnah says, you can bring in wood from the field, but that means like where it's already in a pile or it's not too scattered. But in a karpa, meaning something that's already enclosed, i.e. if it's your backyard, or front yard, or anything, anything that's enclosed in yours, there, even if it's scattered, you can get it. In other words, on Yantav, you can bring fire and wood from the field only if it has previously been gathered before Chag. From the Karpif, something enclosed, which is fenced in outside, you can bring in wood on Yantav even if it's scattered. Why would this be? So Tosfot, source 10, asks, why would gathering wood from the enclosure not be a problem of Ma'amer? Tema haha be Ma'amer, you have malacha. Yeshlamar, the lo shaya nimor el b'makom shimidelim sham, only in the place in which they grow. This is also cited by the Ritva on source 11. They quote Tosfot, they said, ein Ma'amer el makom gidulo, and therefore, now what do we have to do? We have to go back and explain that Gemara about the salt. Gemara says, Rabba says, if you gather salt from the salina, it's a problem. So it must be, says the Ritva, we're talking about where the place where the salt is naturally dry. That's its makom gidul, but not from another place. In other words, it's not an issue to gather salt elsewhere, only from where it comes from. But again, logically, why should Ma'amer apply only in a makom gidul? So actually, before we get to that, let's look at source 12. Because there's an interesting view of the Maharach or Zarua. Who is the Maharach or Zarua? He was the son of the Or Zarua. And he wrote a commentary on his father's sefer, filled with many of his psakim. And therefore he's even often known by the name of his father's sefer. One of them is sometimes Or Zarua Gadol, Or Zarua Katan, etc. Simani Or Zarua, he just gets nicknamed based on his father. But Maharach or Zarua discusses a very interesting chiluk. He says, sticks in the courtyard, you take them and then you want to burn them. We're talking about using them for your firewood. So that's not called gathering. You just get them and you burn them. So you don't want to have to go get one stick at a time, so you gather them up. But really, there's nothing that makes a pile of wood any better than a bunch of different pieces of wood. On the other hand, when it comes to stalks of wheat, so one stalk of wheat is not so useful. It's hard to do all the things you need to do to a stalk of wheat with just one. In addition, it blows away. But it's a better product to work with when you have a whole bundle of wheat. So he says the basis of the prohibition of Ma'amer is that you're improving the produce by gathering it. When you gather them all together and tie them into a bundle, so it is much better to work with this bundle of wheat, as opposed to just a big pile of wood. That is the chiluk he makes, which is interesting because we're going to discuss now, why would the malacha ma'amer apply specifically in the makom gidul? So it could be based on source 13, the Gemara in Beitza. Gemara in Beitza says, it's discussing what completes something's growth? What completes it being done? In terms of the chiyuv of trumah or ma'aser. Right? If your fruit is growing on the tree, you don't need to bring trumah or ma'aser. What makes it done that you have to say, before we can eat this, sell this, etc., we have to separate trumah or ma'aser. So the Mishnah says, Ezer granan ma'aser, mishyamid arima. When you raise a heap, when you have a pile. But the Gemara continues, if you look at a Shabbat, Hamadat Aramah Patur, it's not an Isser to make such a pile on Shabbos. Why? Melechet Machshevet Asra Torah. It is specifically thoughtful labor that the Torah asers on Shabbos. So what's considered decisive for the purposes of Maisrot is itself not a problem on Shabbos midoraita because of Melechet Machshevet. Why would that be? So in source 14, we have Rashi, who tells us specifically, Exeret HaKatuv, regarding where the Mishkan was in Perek Lamed Hei in Shemot, that there is one pasuk regarding the construction of the Mishkan, right next to a pasuk about Esa Malach on Shabbos. So he teaches you only certain acts of creation and skill are Aser on Shabbos, and therefore this isn't Aser on Shabbos. But if you look at it, raising a heap is exactly what you're doing in the Malacha Ma'amer. Why would the Malacha Ma'amer be Asar Midoraita? But raising a heap of produce is not forbidden since there's nothing creative. So Rashi tells you. The other Rashi in source 14 says, Mishehevi mitzalim lebeito ein hamadat arama malacha. Once you brought the onions into your house, there's no malacha in raising a heap. What does that mean? He's making a chiluk between things you do in the field and things you do in your kitchen. The malacha of Imor is done in the field. There, raising a heap is a malacha. In the Gemara in Beitza, we're saying that if you gather fruits and vegetables in your house, so raising a heap is not a malacha. So Rashi, therefore, we see is accepting Tosuk.
It'd be like a pile, right? Like
yeah, heap. A pile. A heap is a pile, yeah. Exactly. So Rashi here is accepting Tosuk. There's no Isser of Ma'amer except the Makam Gidulah. And it means that if Imor is not in the Makam Gidul, it's not Isser, then it must be that it's not considered an improvement or alteration of it. But again, we're still missing something. Because raising a pile in the house, that's not Malachim Makshevet, since there's no improvement. But in the field, making the same pile, identical pile in the field, that's considered improving it. But at home, that's not considered improving it. So we're still missing something here. So I think we have to explain that there's a greater significance to making this pile in the field because it's the completion of the melacha of kotzer, of ksira that we did beforehand. You cut the stalks, that's not anything until you've gathered them up. As long as they're scattered throughout the field, you can't do anything significant. You grind one wheat kernel, you didn't do anything. You need to grind a lot of wheat kernels to make a nice amount of flour in order to be able to bake a cake and challah for the whole yeshiva. But just having one stalk of wheat, so that's kotzer, but it's not significant until you've gathered them up. Only then can you get to threshing and milling, etc. And this is true of other produce. When you have one apple, so you have an apple. Only when you have a bushel of apples are we talking about, man, this guy's in business. So, if the basis of Ma'amer is that you're gathering the produce after Kotzer, and this completes Kotzer, it gives it its significance, so then that would only apply when? Makom Gidulah. That only applies in the field. Only in the field can your gathering be an act that gives kotzer significance. If you already harvested and you already gathered it and you brought it home, so even if it somehow now gets scattered when you regather it, you can't say what I'm doing is giving significance to the melacha kotzer that was done. You're home already. So that's one side. The next limitation is something called ma'amer achar ma'amer. Right, we already dealt with Bishol Achar Bishol, and some of you, I think, did you guys learn Tochen in Morning Seder?
Yeah.
So Tochen Achar Tochen, you saw? Can, right? So you ground something up, and now it turned into bread. Is there malacha for you to break apart your bread on Shabbos? No, because it was already ground. Can you grind something that's completely been ground? If you run flour through a grinder, is there a Isser of Tochen? Meaning if you remove all the other issues? So it wouldn't be tochen, ain't tochen achar tochen. So is there an issue of ma'amer achar ma'amer? So source 15, Tosarid, who's the Tosarid? Tosarid, Rabbi Yeshaya ben Ramali the Troni, lived in 12th and 13th century Italy, and he's very prolific, and here he comments the following. Hama'amer is specifically when? He says, "He kasha him came impossible. Once you learn about the melacha ma'amer, it says you can't gather stuff up. So maybe you would think that even in my house, let's add a pile of fruit, impossible peru b'chatzera or b'sada l'ikta nirchayim shema'amer shuva ein ma'amer al b'shach lishatomen akarka. Ma'amer is specifically at the time it's detached from your ground. So if you have a bushel of apples in your front yard." And they didn't grow in your front yard. They grew in the field. And you brought them home, and they're sitting there, and someone knocks them over. And you go, oh, man, can now I go gather these apples back up and put them in the basket? So, if it's They've already been gathered. They were already put in the basket once. Says the Tosarid, that is not a problem because we're not at Shat Tlishato Min HaKarka. It is not the time at which it was detached from the ground. That's the beginning of when it gets collected. Gathering fruit that has previously been collected is not the Malacha of Ma'amir. Now he doesn't say it here, but what this means is that even B'makom Gidulo, in other words, you're in the field, somebody cut it, somebody picked them, you gather them up and you put them in the basket, that's a Malacha of Ma'amir. Somebody comes right now, big bully, kicks your basket over, and you gather them up again, based on what we just read in the Tosarid, that's not Ma'amir. This is as opposed to what we just saw in Rashi. Because in Rashi said, specifically in your house there's no prohibition of Ma'amir. But in the field there's a prohibition of Ma'amir. Even if they've already been gathered. Rashi says the chiluk is between your house and the field. So if it's at your house, no Ma'amir. If it's in the field, there is Ma'amir. In other words, Ma'amir applies in the field no matter how many times. You did it once, somebody kicks it over, you do it again, you're in the field, it's usher. Just in your house, it's okay. But says Tosarid, no, it doesn't go by in your house or in the field. It goes by whether it's shat v'shato or not. Now, why would that be? So in source 16, the top of the second column, Igli Tal says, again, just kamoshi in chinah har chinah hari l'gnasam l'mlocha mikvar av shechazim l'kazim hom et chinah av shechnasam matzav shaveh ein bo chinah. Just like there's no grinding after grinding, once that's happened, similarly, in ma'amer achar ma'amer. When it comes to tochein, though, think with me. When it comes to tochein, why does it make sense that something that's been ground is now tochein, then later, even if it becomes a large mass again, you can't, it doesn't return to its initial status? In other words, tochein is not applicable. Why would that be applied here in Ma'amer? When I gathered the fruits, it's in a basket. When they scattered, can you tell me it's still considered gathered? The food you ground is still considered ground, even if it's all joined up together, even somebody mushed it into a ball. But the things you gathered into a basket are considered gathered even once they've been scattered? The gathering is gone. It's now scattered. Why would that be true? Why would you apply the logic of ein tochein achar tochein to ein ma'amer achar ma'amer? So it has to be, what?
Is that because of ein koma?
What about something we do with ein koma, even in the field?
Does that have anything?
According to Tosorid, who says ein ma'amer achar ma'amer, that means even in the field, right there in the field, you just picked them, you just gathered them, somebody knocks them over, there's no way to gather them again. So why would that be?
It's coordinated with your intention, like you didn't have an intention for it to get knocked over. As in, you've done them a lot.
Okay, you've done them so you didn't want to knock it over, but now to gather them up doesn't make it okay. But based on what we said before, what did we say Ma'amer was? Ma'amer was the completion of Kotzer. So Ma'amer is the completion of Kotzer, that again, just like it only applies to Shat Klishato, so here too, it only applies to Shat when Kotzer happens. So, the fruits have been gathered, Kotzer is complete. Anything that happens from this point on can't be Ma'amer by definition. It's not conceived or understood as completing Kotzer anymore once it's already completed Kotzer. So if it's been knocked over, you're doing it again, that is not the same. In the words of the Igli Tal, Imor Shechivo Rakim Shum Shegalo Bakarka. You can't again have another chiyuv. So now we've seen three limitations of ma'amer. Let's go to number four. We'll call it processed items. As in, already cooked them. Can you have ma'amer? So the Aruch HaShulchan in source 17, Pashuv Hu Delushay Ma'amer Al B'Tfu B'Perot, only in grains and fruit, Shalona Fu that weren't baked, V'Gonit Bashlu and weren't cooked, V'Gamlo Nichanu and they weren't ground, Shadayin Heim Kenik Tzarin U'Kenit Lashin. They're still in that static state, in which they were just harvested and detached. And he has an interesting proof. You wouldn't be able to stack up a pile of rolls. You wouldn't be able to make a fruit bowl. The Isser specifically when they come in from the field, from the gardens, from the trees, not in the house, certainly after they've been ground, baked, or cooked. What's the chiddush here? Let's say I were to decide to cook in the field. Right? They're harvesting whatever produce, and I decide to bring my cooking equipment there, an ala esh, a barbecue grill or something, and I decide to cook them up right there. Now they've been cooked, can I gather them? Can I put them in this bushel? Can I make a big pile of them? So according to this, it wouldn't be a problem. Since ma'amer applies only to katsira and completes it, we can't speak of completing katsira when the food has already been cooked, when the food has already been ground up. So, let us move into an area of Isser. And then we'll get back to this one, and we'll discuss two real ramifications of this Bezman Hazeh, and how we deal with that. Source 18, the Rambam writes, Hamakavitz Develo, Basami Menu Igu. You have figs, and you want to make a ring of them. So what do? You poke a hole in them, and you start to loop a string through all of them. And you make like a necklace out of it. So says the Rambam, Shinnak Adin Vichnis Achevel Ben Achim Mekav Zit Guf Echor, Harezeh Toladat Ma'amer, V'chayev V'chayev Kolim Kliyot Zeh. This is a Toladah of Ma'amer, and so too every act like it. So says the Rambam, bundling is the Isser Doraita. Kosher, tying them together. So the Rambam says that's the Avgulah. What's the Toledo of this? Anytime you bundle things together, anytime you mush them together, make them into one unit. So therefore, you cannot make a fig necklace on Shabbos. So the Rambam here doesn't limit it. Like, where are you looping these figs? He doesn't say this is b'makom gidol. So it seems to be even shalom b'makom gidol. So some people understand that this Rambam, therefore, is cholek on those that we just talked about. That ma'amer applies even outside of makom gidol. Who says this? Leital, source 19. Mazem yushal dan Rambam ve'echil be'ma'amer l'shar malachot ba'afilu shalom makom gidol chayav. The Shulchan Aruch in source 20, he says, "Mekavitz veil of asim men of ibul ashrak atein mechus men chevel achim mekavitz akul ha'efan hariz etolu dat ma'amer v'chayav kin koyu koyotzei b'zeh." So he takes the lashon of the Rambam and he asers making these fig rings, which seems to be, even though ma'amer might be permitted, shalom makom gidulo, these are nonetheless aser. Yeah.
Does that also apply for fruit skewers? Like putting different fruits on the skewer and then pushing them together, or just figs?
It would apply to fruit. Don't worry, we're going to discuss the other side next, okay? Just so we can see the potential issue here. So, it may be that the Rambam holds that you're putter for anything you do in your home that is normally done in the field. But making this ring of figs is sometimes done in your home, and therefore you're chaya for doing it in the house. Who says this? The Mishnah Berurah in source 21. Hari Zatulda Ma'amir. Shadarkan Shalotan appear of the Khabar Mofinze, Mayim and Nishman Adam, Shim Sandi Dak, Shosa Kingdom by Kai Shimahir, Doof and Kaza, Surla Sukama by Masunda, and Khin Katab Say Masayukam. This is something you do at home too. But therefore, I think that's the answer to what you were just asking, Zach. Because what you are describing isn't something normally done. You wouldn't tell me I have to, like figs are sold in rings. You wouldn't tell me I have to skewer those fruits and vegetables and therefore, like, it's not yet done. If I didn't do it in the field, I'm going to do it in my house. And therefore, that sounds like it would be mutter based on that. But if you look back at source 6, remember I skipped certain parts. So there the Rambam says, this doesn't apply only to figs. He says, joining any number of fruits as one mass is usher, because of ma'amer, even if you do it in the house. That seems to apply to any of them. So based on this, certain achronim say that the Rambam is mechalik between two types of ma'amer. There's gathering fruits into a heap. That's usher only b'makom gidula. There's also joining fruits into one mass, and that's usher regardless of where it's done. And who says this most explicitly? Shulchan Aruch Harav. In source 22, he says, Ma'amer, ein imor elikesh b'ma'aso b'makom gidula. V'chein ha'ma'asei peru v'kazin yachim b'makom shenafu min ilan. V'asim b'makom akar b'makom l'kabzan. It's only us or where they grew. The Yesh Omrim, that's us now. Shemindabik Peru that Shanasa Kufekh Chai Mishumahamer, Afilushalakum Bidulan. And he says we have to be Mahmir like that, Shita. So even joining fruits together till they become one mass is Chayv Mahamer even outside their Makam Gidulon. What's the svar? Why would gathering fruit into a heap be different than joining them to each other? So based on what we've been saying now, gathering fruit into a heap, not the makom gidul, isn't considered creative, isn't considered improving. It's not considered completing kotzer. Raising a heap in a makom gidul, that's something significant. But otherwise, elsewhere, if you make a pile elsewhere in your house, all you're doing is making a mess or making a pile. You're merely moving fruits from one place to another. There's no improvement. There's no creative activity. But if you take a number of figs and you make a necklace out of it, you've created something new. This is significant, even when you don't do it b'makom gidulo. So the al-malacha ma'amer is when you complete kotzer. But the tolada of the malacha, it's any time you join produce together to make a new entity. Now you have a fig cake. Meaning that's what we call figs cakes. It's a big pile of figs. They come in a round package, all stuck together like that. So doing that is a new entity. So joining fruits together in one mass is usher even outside the makom gidulo. But nonetheless, not every time you join something together is going to be usher. For example, putting a pile of pieces of paper together is an usher. Putting a bunch of pieces of cheese together is another. Putting together a salad is an usher. Now you may start to come into other isurim, like bonen and borer and lash and whatever else you're coming to. But it's not going to be a problem ma'amer just putting things together. And specifically when you create this new entity of putting, of now you have this mass. Yes?
So if I put honey on this mass of fruit,
yeah,
and it becomes stuck together, am I chayav?
No, because I don't think that's an entity.
Why? If you make it, if, like, you put all these sticky products,
and now and people would be like,
together.
Now people would be like, I want the mass of fruit that's stuck together with honey. Meaning,
as in you stick the fig, walk in and a big chunk comes out.
That's fine. But I'm saying, the point is, you cut wheat and you can't use it. People want a bundle of wheat. So bundling it is a melacha. In your home, you can take a big pile of figs and make them into this fig thing. Nobody wants to buy one fig. But somebody may want to buy a fig bundle. So you've made something that's now a new entity. But just having two or three fruits stuck together with, because they're sticky, because you got honey on them, doesn't make it this new entity.
So what's the iso to prevent monetary like dealings?
Selling it?
Like you just mentioned the case of selling like fig bread, like fig cakes. So is that one of the reasons that it was like, what's the reason it was us or? Or why is that a factor that you mentioned you may sell it?
But no, it's not specifically selling, it's the selling is a simon that I've created the new entity.
Okay.
Meaning I've now created this fig cake and somebody would want a fig cake, somebody would want to do something with this fig cake. But here's where it comes up, making a necklace. Is it a Shabbos activity that you can make a necklace out of candies, beads, etc.? In source 23, the Sheet of the Shabbos actually warns not to make it out of gems, because he says gems are considered gedulei karka. Meaning, even if we hold like a bayit, it doesn't apply to not gedulei karka. Gems are gedulei karka. Probably again, because where do you get diamonds from? You mine them from the ground, so they're considered to like karka halachically. But if it's not gems, so you can make a necklace out of candies, beads, etc. Now, I wouldn't make a permanent necklace on Shabbos, but one that if you're trying to make kids having fun to eat these foods for a nice shul b'nei kiva activity, so you can have the licorice strings and they'll lace them through the marshmallows. And all need dentist appointments the next week, but nonetheless, it's a fine activity. But to make a permanent necklace on Shabbos, that would be a different problem. That would be tikkun kli. That would be akum patish. That would be a problem. But to summarize, so far, we have an iser d'oraita to gather grains, fruits, and vegetables in the field in one place, even if you don't tie or stick them to each other. And midoraita, it's also usur, even in the house, to tie things together with a string and press a number of fruits together. But if you're just gathering scattered fruit in your house, there's no prohibition even if you put it in your home. That's all midoraita. Now we're going to get to an isur midorabban. And there's an isur midorabban, possibly, of gathering scattered produce even in your home. And for that, we go to source 24. The Gemara Kufman Gimel on the bet. You have fruit that got scattered in your courtyard, so you're not allowed to go gather them all up. But what are you allowed to do? You can go get one. In other words, you had that bushel of apples sitting in the front and somebody knocked them over by accident, on purpose, because they're a bully, or by accident because they're a klutz. Either way, you can go. You want one of those apples that fell over, even if it's on the floor? You can go get it. You can get one and eat it. You're hungry for another one, get one and eat it. But it's a problem for you to go gather them all up and put them back in the basket. Avalo l'toch ha-sal v'lo l'toch ha-kupa shelo yaseh k'derach shehu oseh b'chol. Don't do anything that you would do during the week. Don't do the act in a way in which you would do it during the week. So what is this al-yad al-yad that is allowed? So the Rambam, back in source 6, again, something we had skipped. We said, what does he say is the issue? If you gather them up and put them back in the basket like you do in the weekday, what might you come to do? What do you do when you're trying to put things in a box and they don't fit? You start to press them in and squeeze them in. In other words, you're going to press them in with your hand, and now you've made them into one again, and that's imor. That's the problem. So it's exer unless you come to violate ma'amer. So according to this, if you join fruits together until they become one mass, you're chayv ma'amer, again, even shalom akum gindulo. But, so therefore, chachamim made a gzera, don't collect fruits into the vessel. Meaning, even not forming them into the mass. Don't even put them in the kli, because putting them in the kli might lead you to squeezing them all together into one mass and formulating ma'amer. Now, doesn't that sound a little bit far-fetched? Don't even put them in the basket unless you squeeze them to form into one mass. So therefore, many question this Rambam, number 25, Magid Mishnah. Here's a minimum nechashim imor, buchashash racho. Talmud Sarfi, and I don't understand it. So instead, I'm going to quote you the Ramban, who I think makes more sense. For Ramban Giresh, you go up to Nafu Bechatzero, Betok Tzruro Bafruri. The problem is that what happens when this bushel of apples got scattered all over the ground? They all fell in the dirt and rocks. So every apple you're going to take, what are you going to do? You're going to be removing the dirt and the rocks from them. So really, this is a problem of borer. Main tzruv, Ramban Tzimo, Betamishim, the mitzik and borer. Xanira came in on top of Sefta. Says the problem is that it looks like borer. So if you want to eat one immediately, it's not a problem. Well, yada yada. Because what are you allowed to do? Just like I can peel an orange and eat it, I can remove the rock and then eat the fruit. But to start gathering them up and putting them in the box, that would be the problem. And he has a little proof in the Gemara, because the Gemara discusses fruit scattered b'chatzer. It doesn't say fruit scattered b'bayit. So it must be that it's because there's dirt. Another answer, the Rashma, source 26, he cites his Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah, who says the Isser is Hadamari Rabzal, Bilchotav Kigonshin and Bazal Bachatzera, Achadina Bachanina, Malbamakom Echad Lakmitokasal. The issue is one that we would describe a lot as Tircha. Too much work. If it got scattered all over your field, if you start gathering things from all over your courtyard on Shabbos, that is too much work for you to be doing on Shabbos. Which means that if somebody knocked them over and they all fell within 2 inches of the basket and they're just sitting there right there in a pile, according to the Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you can gather them up because you're not really gathering anything. You don't have to go anywhere. They're just right there. They fell in the basket. Just put them right back in the basket. So therefore, there's no issur to put them in the basket. Again, certainly not holding up this Rambam of an issur to put them in the basket unless you come to squeeze them. So he says, the issue is, tircha uvdin the chol. If they get scattered across to such a great extent that there's so much work to go collect them, so that would be a problem. But where the fruits aren't scattered to such a great extent, there's no iser to collect them. As the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source 27, you tell me, they get scattered into your chatzar, one here, one there. You can eat one at a time, but don't put them in the basket. If they all fell in one spot, don't take enough food to talk salt, then you can put them. Ellen gave enough food to talk through and not through it, unless they fell in the dirt. Shabbatzer. Shaz lakir echa becha no ocha, lo yitin to talk salt, lo yitin to chuba. How does he pasken? Like everyone. You can't collect fruits scattered over a great area.
It's called
the Rabbeinu Yonah. You can't pick fruits that have been mixed in the dirt, following the Ramban. But if they're in one place, and not mixed with dirt, then there's no problem putting them in a kli, and we don't take into account the Rambam, who says, Rekoshesh, let's still squeeze them all together.
Does kupa mean everyone?
No, kupa means into a basket. Sal is a basket, kupa is a box or a kli. Okay? Nipaz is everywhere. Achanein is one here, one there, meaning everywhere. Okay? So according to this, when your fruits are scattered in your house, there's no problem to gathering them. As long as they're in one room and not in a large area. Who says this explicitly in the Mishnah Berurah, source 28. Kol davar gadol min karka, vazech yuva nami hika, shem katsa mako gidolo, shtel malacha ma'amer, gufa, vayit nakim achav, vashon asu la'arol lanu, nishlom mako gidolam, kidon shetit pasu, peru, vabayit, afilu, isura nami lecha, kishu katsa biyachad. He says, no, in your house there's no problem. And he says, in fact, that's why the Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon of Chaya as opposed to Aser. You're not even liable for, instead of saying that you're not liable, it's not even Aser, it's not even forbidden. Meaning there's not even an Iser Derabbanan. So seemingly this would mean that if it fell in your house, you could even gather them up using a kli, like a broom or a squeegee, to go get them all. And here is the last case that I have to ask you about, based on everything we learned today. Let's say in your shul, they throw candy at a chassan or bar mitzvah boy. Can you gather them up?
Okay. Well, we do.
What?
We do.
You do gather them up. So why is that okay?
It's not in the field.
It's not in the field. Okay. So as long as it's an indoor shul. So in camp, we're not in outdoors, it would be a problem.
Do you
dive in
outdoors on camp?
You don't dive in outdoors
on
camp?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not
I can't
dive in that's not. It's not growing on the ground.
It's not growing from the ground? Okay, so candies. But what about if they throw nuts?
Then you
the candy bag or nuts?
Then you won't build.
You wouldn't be able to, huh? What's so, what?
It's still not in the field.
It's processed.
It's processed?
No, but it's above growing.
How they process it?
They're already bundled together and they're taken out of the packet and they're repackaged.
Ah. Okay, these are all clever answers. You're applying all the things we learned. It's already been done, it's already been processed. Now we're a group. Some candies are nuts, so they're not in the cargo, depending on if we pass them like a bayou or a row. But the last thing that we just read was about tircha, work. So says Eli Rabba in source 29, the last source on the page. Mesimcha Torah shnogin levazer perot v'abanam lakdem nonim nesalim v'kupot kevin de mishum simcha osin lo yibidu. As in, if this is also because of your tircha, kids don't view this as tircha. People go and gather candy and nuts and treats don't view it as tircha. This is a happy activity. This isn't a chore. If you said go pick all those things up, they wouldn't want to do it. Then maybe you can't make them clean up the sada on Shabbos because that would be usher because that's a chore rather than a happy activity. But letting them go gather these treats to go eat right now, and simcha kamoa, like gathering the most candy bags at an nofruf. So there's no reason to forbid it, says Eliyahu Rabba. So you can allow them to throw candies or nuts in the synagogue. In terms of ma'amar, you can allow it. I don't know, in terms of, you know, Kedushas Beis Knesses, that's a different sugya completely. But in terms of Ben Adam L'Chavero, because three kids are going to lose an eye, and two are going to get run over and elbowed, and one kid always cries because he doesn't get any candy, and etc. So those are other issues, but it's not a ma'amar issue per se. So, that's ma'amar. We've covered ma'amar. In terms of topic for next time, I was told you guys have three classes left.
What?
Yeah. With me? So, he's not here, but Riesenberg asked me for to just crash course in Muxa before you go.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, we're doing Muxa next month anyway.
You tell me what you want. You're there to decide. And I will prepare for it. If it's Muxa, I need less warning because I've given it before. If it's new, so yeah.